general credited with fixing the response to Hurricane Katrina, Lieutenant General Russell Honore, said Trump should have mobilized 50,000 U.S. troops for Puerto Rico. What about militarization, Xiomara, both needing help and your concern about the U.S. military moving in even more?
Military in Puerto Rico right now are not the people distributing help. It might be tomorrow after a visit, and if that happens, if there is suddenly a bunch of help, we will have confirmed that this is a public relations trip and not a real trip to assume responsibility for a place that's part of the United States, not because of our choice, but because we've been submitted to that. So the people for real who are doing the work are groups like Comedores Sociales in Caguas, who are feeding 500 people in the public plaza every day since last Friday. People, organizations like Taller Salud in Loíza, who distributed 300 lunches yesterday. We are not waiting for his help, and the military is not helping. The military right now, what it's doing is occupying Puerto Rico. It's making it even more difficult to get help on the ground. We have even heard a story from a comrade in Utuado who came to San Juan and told us that citizen brigades were helping to clean a street and to rebuild, to create a new way to cross a river, and police and local military told them to stop, that that was not their role. So right now, the military in Puerto Rico is holding a role of violence and not a facilitation. We do not need to be re-invaded.